how long the desk is and that sort of thing. And then they all compare their answers. And basically, because not all paperclips are the same length, they should come up with some strange answers. It's supposed to demonstrate the importance of having fixed units of measurement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not bad.
OK, now for number three, you need rock salt or copper sulfate.
Oh, I'm not sure about that.
Well, just put down the rock salt then. Apart from that, you only need a jar of water. And basically, you dissolve lots of salt into the water and watch the crystals form. So it basically teaches the kids about growing crystals.
Yeah, I suppose it would be nice to grow something. Let's move on and have a look at number four.
OK, this one is called Spinning Colour Wheel. It looks like you get some cardboard and draw a circle on it, divide it into six equal segments and colour each one in using different colours, then you thread a piece of string through the middle.
So we'd need some string as well.
Yes, sorry. And you spin the wheel around, and if you can get it spinning fast enough, hopefully the colours all merge and show up as white.
Oh, I didn't know that. What's the principle behind it?
Well, it's pretty elementary physics, really. It teaches them about how white light or ordinary light is made up.
Well, that doesn't sound too bad. Now, there's only one more left in this book, isn't there? What does that one say?
Well, it's another one where they'd get to make something.
Sounds very interesting.
You need quite a lot of equipment, actually. A hand drill, an old record, a pin or needle, some paper and a bolt.
Go on. What do they have to do?
Well, they basically make a record player. The main idea is to teach them about recording sound. But hopefully they'd also see that you need motion and an amplifier to make the sound heard.
OK, well, it does sound interesting. Shall we go through all of those again and decide if any of them are going to be suitable?
Section 3. You will hear a conversation between two students who are studying to be teachers, talking about science experiments. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 26. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 26.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, Mike. So what happened to you last week?
Oh, I was sick with the flu. What's this I hear about a big assignment we've got to do?
Oh, well, basically, we've got to find two science experiments to do with a group of 8-year-old children at the local primary school. And we've got to complete it by the end of the week.
Oh, that sounds like hard work. Where are we supposed to get the ideas for these experiments from?
Well, I managed to get hold of two books from the library.
Oh, well done.
How about if we take a look at the experiments in this book first and see if anything looks suitable? I can make notes as we go about equipment and the purpose of the experiments.
OK, let's see. The first experiment is called Make Your Own Hovercraft, which sounds very ambitious. Mind you, you only need 20 balloons and a table. You don't need any special engines or anything like that.
What do you do with it all?
You blow up the balloons and you balance the table on them, upside down, of course, and the kids get to ride around on it. You know, the other kids sort of push them around the room. The main purpose is to show how hovercrafts work and how things hover around on just a cushion of air.
OK, that doesn't sound too bad.
OK, ready for number two? Now, this one is called Unusual Measures of Lengths, and you basically use lots of paper clips. The kids go around the class measuring things, you know,